There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Welcome back. Pack junkie show today. Scott Pioli, who used to be a GM in the league, now he's an NFL Network analyst. He's going to be joining us at 7:40.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Giants-Panthers game airs on the NFL Network at 9:30 a.m. on Sunday from Munich. So you've got early game action on Sunday.
I think that's a horrible game, but I'm an NFL addict.
Right.
And I will watch. You're there for it. I will consume the product.
Hold on, Panther. Yeah,
Panthers, Giants.
I've got neighbors on a team.
It's a dreadful game.
I've got neighbors on a team.
Yeah.
I've got Chuba on a team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Who else do I have? I think that's it. So, yeah, I'm going to watch.
Sure.
Hope it's a high-scoring game.
So, we got Scott Pioli joining us at 7:40. Sean Springs played corner in the league for Washington, friend of the show. He'll jump on at 9:20, give us his take on the Marshawn Lattimore deal. Mike Locksley, Terps head football coach, joins us at 9:45. But time to hit the skins, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES for 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great. EB, I know you lead this, but Drabby told me we've got audio of Dan Orlovsky. Do you want to lead off with the Orlovsky audio on the trade?
Sure. Love to hear it.
How big is this for Washington, bigger picture, for their championship hopes?
Beat Philadelphia. Beat the Rams. Beat the 49ers. Beat those teams, Atlanta Falcons, that you're going to have to either win your division or go on in the playoffs. 100 days ago, think about that. 100 days ago, no one, even in their building, knew what this team was going to be. Had no expectations.
Yeah.
And now, within the course of 3 months, they're making a trade, sitting there going, we're legit. We can win our division, and we can go into the playoffs and make a run. You don't make this move if you're Washington and Adam Peters and Dan Quinn unless you sit there and go, all right, we got a chance to win our division. We're good enough offensively. Okay, what do we have to do? Well, we're going to have to cover. Okay, Philadelphia's got two really good receivers. Got to do that. Detroit, two really good receivers. Okay, we got to lock them down. Los Angeles, two really good. Atlanta, all right, we got to get a cover corner. And that's exactly what this is. You don't make this move unless you legitimately think that you can make a deep playoff run.
It's hard to argue with that logic.
That's what we said. Yeah.
Yeah.
To open the show, that's what we talked about.
I thought a move would be more on the margins. I didn't think it would be such a big get. But, you know, you have to keep it in perspective. First of all, let's go through, again, the compensation. They traded a 2025 third-rounder and fourth-rounder, and also gave up a 2025 six-round pick they had previously acquired in the trade for John Ridgeway. They also got back a fifth-round pick. So when it all shakes out, when it's all said and done, I believe they have picks in every round but the fourth.
Correct.
And they have 2/7. So, I mean,
you described it, but Cakes mentioned earlier, in a more simplistic version, they traded away Jahan Dotson, John Ridgeway, in a fourth-round pick for Marshawn Lattimore.
Mm-hmm. Now, Lattimore
has a steal.
He has had some soft tissue injuries. The Saints even talked about it. I think the GM was talking about it afterwards. It, you know, has reduced some of his availability. Do you have his game log, Cakes?
Like
the last couple years?
Sure.
And again, he's nursing currently, allegedly, a soft tissue injury with a hamstring. Mickey Loomis said he's a fantastic player. He's a good teammate. I got nothing but good things to say about Marshawn. Unfortunately, the last couple of years, he's had some soft tissue injuries and a couple other injuries to deal with. But he still is, I believe, one of the better corners in our league. I believe he's 28 years old. I looked that up yesterday.
He's 28, yep.
Yeah.
I mean, the former number 11 pick, he's a stud. Four-time Pro Bowler. I looked at kind of his history. He does have a gun charge on him. I don't know the type of guy he is.
Mm-hmm.
He was also, because you do wonder about chemistry in the locker room, because this team has something special. Yesterday we were talking about that brotherhood, and I think that Dan Quinn will make it work.
He was in the same recruiting class with Terry McLaurin at Ohio State. So there's some connections there.
Nice.
I think he won a national championship maybe his freshman year or sophomore year there. It looks like he played, he's played about 8 or 9 games this year. I don't know how many, you know, if he was a full-time participant. Mm-hmm. Maybe he was part-time.
How many did he play last year?
Last year he missed, looks like he missed the last 7 games.
All right.
So last year, clearly an injury. And then this year, it looks, I mean, based on the game logs, he's played in most of them besides last week.
Right. All right. So hopefully he's not out long term and get him back soon. Hopefully, as Cake said, it's kind of a phantom injury, but we'll see. So
I don't love that. If it is a phantom injury in terms of the type of guy you're bringing
character,
in.
Character. Yeah. Could be an issue, but at the end of the day, your play on the field is.
Yes.
Speaks the loudest.
He was inactive. I'm sorry. He was inactive this year. He didn't play last week against Carolina, which they lost, and then he didn't play in the Cowboy game in week 2.
Okay, so 2 games he's completely missed.
He's played 1, 2, 3, 4, what about 7 games?
Right.
Our friend Chris Russell at WrestleMania621 tweeted this yesterday. He got this from PFF. Lattimore is only allowed 83 yards on 8 catches this year on 14 targets.
That's
and
crazy.
No touchdowns.
Crazy.
So let's just assume if he's healthy, it's a great move. He's one of the best at his position. If he's healthy, let's hope that hamstring thing is not legitimate.
And I mentioned the PFF nuggets earlier on the show, but it bears repeating. According to PFF, he hasn't allowed a touchdown in single coverage since 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And his open target rate, so guys getting open on him, is 35%, which is 5th best amongst all corners.
So he's still got
it. He seems like he's got a very healthy amount of swagger and bravado that he's going to bring. Like, if he gets beat on a play, I think he's not going to be one of these guys that just retreats.
No, yeah, no, gets this it, is a pro.
Like,
he
sulks
gets it.
About it.
No,
like,
no,
yeah.
No, 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 no.
He's going to go out there and battle.
No. And this is a team that has, what, 2 interceptions this year?
I think 3, but I could be wrong.
Not a lot of takeaways,
one
but they're
Forbes,
also not giving it away.
One from Dante Fowler against Dalton.
Okay, and then 1 Sanstro.
Yeah.
So maybe it's 3.
So 3.
All right, so Yardbarker did a little winners and losers analysis of the trade deadline, and of course,
the Commanders still existed. Yardbarker's still
a thing.
I kind of used to like them.
Good for them.
I saw a link. I went to it. They have the Commanders as the number one, the biggest winner, of course, for all the reasons that we talked about. And now here's a good little nugget. You know, it's hard to sort of fathom at this point, but last year, they allowed the most passing yards and touchdowns in the league. Their defense has improved so much this year through 9 games, even though we know it's an issue, especially on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But against the pass, even though they just picked up Lattimore, they're allowing 202 passing yards per game. That's 11th fewest in the NFL.
Yeah, they're tough.
That number should go down.
And that should go down
should
with the addition of Lattimore. Now, of course, obviously, the addition of Lattimore helps them In terms of St. Juice now can maybe move to the number 2. They can play Sanistro inside in the slot where they had always anticipated.
Can bring a safety up more often.
Right.
To stop the run.
Do you guys remember, you clearly remember, how embarrassing it was to try to watch Forbes try to cover A.J. Brown?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, that just wasn't a thing.
On multiple occasions last year? It was embarrassing.
Right.
And it was also, like, borderline shameful that the coaches would put him in that sort of position.
Right.
Now you don't have to worry about that any longer.
They're saying
what a paradigm shift it's been for this entire organization.
They're saying the Cowboys were losers.
Well, they overpaid for Jonathan Mingo and dealt a 4th-round pick for him.
Right.
A guy who's like a fringe player.
They wanted to be buyers, and they just barely got anything done.
Yeah.
The Steelers are considered winner's cakes. We talked about them a little bit earlier. They got Mike Williams, the receiver from the Jets, and they got Preston Smith, the former skin pass rusher.
So I was looking at both of those guys. They're both up in years. Mm-hmm. Preston Smith, I believe, is 31. Only has 2.5 sacks so far this season. And Mike Williams, his best year, like in recent times, mm-hmm. is 2021. You got to go back. I mean, even last year. So this year, I mean, Aaron Rodgers called him out in the one game.
Right.
He only had 12 catches, no touchdowns. But last year, when he was with the Chargers, he only had 19 catches for less than 300 yards and had one touchdown.
And he's passed. He's had a hard time staying healthy and staying on the field.
Yeah.
Now, you earlier mentioned PFF. I don't think we've gone through this. I always like to kind of do this midweek. The PFF grades are out for last week. Who do you think, Cakes, was the highest-rated offensive player?
Highest-rated offensive player for the Commanders against the Giants. Mm. I mean, Jaden has to get consideration. I might give the nod to Chris Rodriguez.
I'll give it to Jaden.
He was so good and effective in the 11 carries that
he
had.
Is it someone that we wouldn't expect?
It's Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
88.2. Mm-hmm. Rodriguez is in the top seven. He's seventh. Noah Brown, 79 rating. Austin Eckler. Brandon Coleman rated very high. Diami's making plays. He's not getting a ton of snaps, but he seems to be making a play every couple of weeks or so. And Oz is making plays.
Yep. Coming up next, we're going to talk to a former GM in the league now at the NFL Network, Scott Pioli, get his take on the Marshawn Lattimore deal.
Hey, friends, looking to upgrade your office game? I've got the answer for you. Swing by PVI Office Furniture, where they've got everything you need to take your workspace.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
From the bench right to the big leagues, whether you're drafting up the next great idea or just need a power play when it comes to comfort, PVI has the perfect lineup of desks, chairs, and accessories. Mention the fan and you score 15% off your in-store purchase. Don't miss your shot. Hit the ice at PVI Office Furniture today and elevate your workspace like a true champion. PVI Office Furniture, where productivity gets a hat trick. Visit us at PVIPVI.com because business grows with PVI.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.